And so what he's going to do next now is kind of look at some responses to this particular problem that libertarian free will has.
Right. 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 Well, the first is called simple foreknowledge. And so Christensen's reform. So Calvinistic is kind of his brand. And, within the reform camp, there are different responses to this as well. It's not just a single tent pole that we all, run around. But here, Arminianism is the camp that would go towards the simple foreknowledge. So most free will theists of classical Arminian variety hold to the simple foreknowledge position. And this view says that after God chooses to create a particular kind of world, one where creatures contain this libertarian free will, because that's the thing that we have to have. We can't change that because we really want that to be the case so that we can explain free will and love and all these things that...
And evil. And yeah. The existence of evil and with God's existence,
right,
yeah.
Right. And still, be free to choose and all this stuff. So that's kind of the thing that we're trying to save here. Then the knowledge God gains from what will happen in the world affords him a provision of choice that people will definitely make in the world, an exhaustive trailer of coming attractions kind of deal. So
God looks forward, says,
looks down the quarters of time.
I'm going to choose a particular free world because I know these are the various choices that people are going to make.
Yeah. So what is that? I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to respond yet, but what is that? So, okay, he looks down the quarter of time, and then he says, I've checked the back of the book for the answers. I'm going to write down 30, and that's the answer. I don't know how I'm going to get there yet, but, it will be 30 because I've looked down the quarters of time. But that seems very independent of God. It seems, what is he looking down? Why? What's there to have history play out? If not him, then what's happening there? What is he looking down the quarters of? It's kind of a. I don't want to shoot my sci-fi reference, but this is the kind of Quantum Leap. Is okay. Scott Bakula's character, Sam. He knows kind of what happens, what needs to change, and he needs to make that change, but he doesn't quite know how to get there. He just has to live in this person's body for however long in order to make that change. And lo and behold, every time he does, and thank goodness for it, because it's a great show. Should never be rebooted unless if they're going to redo the last episode, which was terrible.
So this view says then, as we have seen, right, that our independent power of choosing determines what God can and can't know about our future. Our independent power of choosing determines what God can and can't know about
the
future.
We affect God's choice in some manner.
Right. And of course, this is absurd, right?
I mean, it seems...
Because the future is indeterministic in a world with libertarian freedom. By its nature, the future course of that world would be uncertain, right? So, this means that God simply cannot know what his creatures will choose in such a world. And of course, this is why many Armenians acknowledge that how God can know the indeterminate choices of free creatures is somehow a mystery.
Right.
That's the position that many have to land in, right?
Yeah. And again, I'm not sure. It's been a week and a half since I read this. But, so God is looking down the course of time, and this is what happens. So then do libertarian free creatures have the ability to choose opposite of what God looked at when he looked through the quarters of time? Because we're free, right? We're free to make that choice, and there's nothing that constrains us. So could we ever make a choice that does that previous vision opposite? So that seems like that's a weird thing, unless you're going to be kind of this hard determinist almost in the sense of maybe it's not God foreordaining it. Maybe it's, the card dealer that lets him see down this corridor, or what's he decreeing? Is it just to say like, yep, I've seen the end, and let me tell you, it's a good one. So let's continue on this. So what is it that's here?
And that's exactly the problem that you're going to give to us right. here, right?
So also the simple foreknowledge position makes mockery of God's decree, since it wholly depends on his foreknowledge. God would not be able to decree any plan in this case.
Right.
What's he doing? He's just saying, Oh, I remember this movie.
This is what I see, therefore that's what I'm going to decree?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
What's a decree then? It's the king decrees that on next Saturday, a gladiatorial games will be held in good sport. Well, okay, that seems to be him kicking it off and saying all the things that must happen, you know, the pies need to be ordered, the lances needed to be sharpened, the horses need to be fed and watered, all these things have to come about. And he's got his people to do this. It's not, I heard some people talking on the road here, and they want to do a tournament, and I know that they're planning it already. So I've decreed that this will take place.
So the problem is what's happened here is you've gotten the effect before the cause,
right?
That's the problem, right? God is supposed to be the ultimate cause of all things, and then if effects happen. But this seems to put the effect before the cause.
And this cause seems to be outside of God, which seems like it's a big problem here.
Yeah.
So furthermore, since the knowledge of the future would include his own actions, he couldn't change them without changing the responses of his creatures. His own actions would be what they would be. Any freedom he would have would be hamstrung by his foreknowledge. Yeah. So
God can't change either, right? Once he's made this choice, now he's stuck.
Right. But people can still change.
Right.
So God's the one that is really limiting himself here in order for us to have libertarian free will, the ability to make alternate choices and all this. This is, again, Scott Christensen says, absurd. God's knowledge of the future must be predicated on what he has already freely ordained, not the other way around.
Exactly. And so that's, you know, so that's the first problem with this simple foreknowledge, what he calls the Armenian position with regard to foreknowledge.